All right, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing was conditional use number 1741, David G. Horsey and Sons Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend approval of CU 1741 based upon the record in public hearing and for the following reasons. Conditional use is for the use of a filled dirt used in construction and of residential, commercial, and road construction. Proposed site is centrally located and will be used by the entire county. The proposed site is similar to the operation on the south side of Route 20 and has since terminated after 20 years of use. The application will not have an adverse effect on nearby properties, public facilities, or public highways. The proposed use will be subject to and comply with the requirements of Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. This recommendation for approval is with the following conditions. No materials may be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. The operation of the borrow pit should be controlled to provide reasonable protection to surrounding properties as follows. A 200-foot buffer will be maintained along the portion of the site which abuts the State Route 20 Hardscrapple Road and the Route 446 Asbury right-of-ways. Existing vegetation within the buffer area between the property line and the perimeter dike shall remain undisturbed. A 100-foot vegetation buffer shall be maintained along all other perimeter property lines within the site. Existing vegetation between the property lines and the perimeter dike shall remain undisturbed. A water truck will be available to control dust from the interior trucking traffic when conditions require. Hours of operation of trucking activities shall be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. There shall be no trucking activities on Sunday. Entrance improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation in connection with this land use will be completed by the applicant. The borrow pit entrance shall have a fenced gate which shall be secured when the operation is closed. No materials will be stored on any access roads or within any buffer areas. Signage will be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. Fuel shall be stored in storage tanks with confinement areas as required by DENREC and the Office of the State Fire Marshals. No stumps, branches, debris, or similar items will be buried on site. A final site plan including all pit side slopes, excavation, phasing, and reclamation plans shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to commencement of operations. Before any excavation operations begin, a complete environmental impact study as defined in connection with Ordinance Number 1310 will be conducted and presented with the final site plan. Owners shall comply with all the state and county erosions and settlement control regulations. Owners shall be responsible for monitoring groundwater quality. Specifically, owners shall install two wells, one above the excavation and one below the excavation. Monitoring shall be performed by a licensed geologist and the results filed on an annual basis with Sussex County and the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Owners shall be responsible for all costs associated with the water monitoring. Owners shall also be responsible for the cost of correcting any adverse impact on water quality, which may be occasioned by the excavation operation. Necessary mitigation shall be determined by Sussex County upon guidance from DENREC. Reclamation plans shall indicate finished grading, seeding, planning, schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. Reclamation will be completed in phases as excavation operations and the sections are completed. Applicant will notify the Planning and Zoning Department in writing on or about April 1st of each year as to the status of the reclamation and reclamation plans for the following year. The 200-acre parcel shall be divided into three phases, approximately 45 acres each. Phase two will not be started until 75% of phase one is completed. Phase three will not be started until 75% of phase two is completed. The dredge may operate 24 hours a day, but no front end loaders, backhoes, other construction equipment with the safety buzzers will operate after 10 p.m. Every 5 years after the start of digging, the Planning and Zoning Department shall perform an inspection of the site and shall request written comments from the appropriate state agencies so the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments to verify compliance with all the existing regulations. After 20 years, the property owner shall complete and pay for environmental impact study as the phase is defined by DENREC or any successor. Upon completion by DENREC of owner's compliance with the then existing regulation, the permit shall be extended to additional 10 years. The permit shall terminate upon the expiration of 40 years from the date of enactment. And entrance shall be along Route 20 and prohibit truck using Asbury Road, which is also County Route 446. And gentlemen, if you have any more, I welcome your
stipulations. That 40 years, is that to make sure that none of us have to deal with it again? Okay, we got a motion and
second.
And a second. Okay. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1741, David G. Horsey and Sons Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next